Hi, everyone. Hey, this is Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Hope you're doing great. Up and down with the weather, but here we go. And I have a million recipes that I love, so I'm just going to sail in. Thanks for listening today. Mango black bean salsa. This salsa is so substantial, you could eat it as a high-protein side dish. It makes about 3 cups. 1/4 cup thinly sliced green onions. 1/4 cup chopped cilantro. 1 teaspoon minced jalapeno. 1 large mango peeled and diced. 1/4 cup minced fresh red bell pepper. 1/2 teaspoon fresh lemon or lime juice. 1 15-ounce can of black beans drained and rinsed, and then some salt to taste. Mix together all the ingredients in a large bowl. Cover and refrigerate for at least 1 hour. Enjoy with baked corn tortilla or pita chips, or as a garnish for fish or chicken. Sounds good. And here's an appetizer black bean salsa. 1 16-ounce can of black beans, 1/2 cup chopped celery, 1/4 cup chopped red onion, 1/4 cup picante sauce, 2 tablespoons no oil Italian dressing. Not sure how you manage that part. 1 medium tomato diced. 1/4 cup chopped cilantro. So mix all ingredients together and chill. Serve with your favorite no oil tortilla chips. This obviously came from a little diet book, I think. And listen to these beautiful cold sesame beets. Oh my goodness. This simple side dish makes the most of late fall beets. Use a mixture of colored beets from your local farmer's market. I think beets are beautiful and wonderful. 4 to 5 large beets. 1 tablespoon of sesame oil. 1 tablespoon rice wine vinegar. 1 tablespoon toasted black and or white sesame seeds. You can mix those and be beautiful. Salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. Super easy. Steam or roast beets until just tender. Let cool and remove the skin. Slice, dice, or you can matchstick cut them to your liking. In a bowl, toss the beets with the remaining ingredients, meaning the sesame oil, rice wine vinegar, the sesame seeds, and the pepper, black pepper. Season to taste. Refrigerate for at least 1 hour before serving cold. Oh my gosh, I'm going to make those. Beets are just too good, and they're great for you. That antioxidant, you know, real deep color. Isn't it great? Nice. Okay. Pepper Jack hash brown casserole. Makes 12 servings. I think this is a Taste of Home or some kind of magazine. 1 package, it's a 30-ounce package of frozen shredded hash brown potatoes, thawed. 1 10.5-ounce can of condensed cream of chicken soup, undiluted. 2 cups shredded pepper jack cheese. 1.5 cups heavy whipping cream. 1/2 cup butter, melted. 1/2 cup sour cream. 1/4 cup shredded Parmesan cheese, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon pepper. For the topping, 1 cup crushed potato chips, yummy. 5 bacon strips, cooked and crumbled. 3/4 cup of shredded Parmesan cheese and 1 teaspoon paprika. I like the topping all by itself, don't you? Preheat the oven at 350. In a large bowl, combine the first 11 ingredients. Transfer to a greased 13-by-9-inch baking dish. For topping, combine the potato chips, bacon, and Parmesan. Sprinkle over the casserole. Top with paprika. You want to bake uncovered until the edges are bubbly and topping is golden brown, 25 to 30 minutes. If you're making this casserole for kids or an adult who doesn't like spice, you can use Monterey Jack cheese instead of the pepper jack. Okay. And we could probably do this. Let's see. Crumb-topped macaroni and cheese. It makes 8 servings. So 2 cups uncooked elbow macaroni. A half cup of butter divided. Half teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes. 1/4 cup all-purpose flour. 1.5 cups of whole milk. 2 cups shredded Gruyere or Swiss cheese. 1 8-ounce carton of mascarpone cheese. 4.5 tablespoons Dijon mustard. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/8 teaspoon pepper. 3/4 cup of panko, which are Japanese breadcrumbs. And 1 tablespoon Italian dressing. So preheat the oven to 425 degrees. In a 6-quart stock pot, cook the macaroni according to package directions for al dente. Drain and return to the pot. Meanwhile, in a saucepan, heat 1/4 cup butter and pepper flakes over medium heat until the butter is melted. This sounds yummy. Stir in flour until smooth. Gradually whisk in the milk. Bring to a boil, stirring constantly. Cook and stir until thickened, 1 to 2 minutes. Then we're going to stir in the Gruyere cheese, the mascarpone, the mustard, salt, and pepper until blended. Add this sauce to the macaroni, tossing to coat. Transfer to a greased 13-by-9-inch baking dish. We're going to melt the remaining butter, add the panko and Italian seasoning, and toss to coat. Sprinkle over the macaroni, bake uncovered until topping is golden brown, 10 to 15 minutes. Now, doesn't that sound yummy too, huh? Yes, indeed. Bacon hash brown casserole. Let's see how similar this is. Let's see. It does not tell me how many servings. 6 slices of bacon chopped. 1 medium onion chopped, that's about 1/2 cup. 1 can of condensed cream of mushroom soup, or you can use condensed 98% fat-free cream of mushroom soup. 3/4 cup of sour cream. 6 tablespoons butter melted. 6 cups frozen shredded hash brown potatoes thawed, about 22 ounces. 3 cups broccoli florets. 1/3 cup sliced green onion. 1.5 cups shredded cheddar cheese, about 6 ounces. And finally, 1/3 cup panko, Japanese breadcrumbs. We're going to heat the oven to 350 degrees. While the oven is heating, cook the bacon and onion in a 10-inch skillet over medium heat until the bacon is crisp. Stirring occasionally, spoon off any fat. Stir the bacon mixture, the soup, sour cream, 4 tablespoons butter, the potatoes, broccoli, green onion, and cheese in a large bowl. Season the mixture if desired. Stir the panko and remaining butter in a small bowl. Spoon the potato mixture into a lightly greased 9x9x2-inch baking dish. Sprinkle with the panko mixture. Bake for 45 minutes or until the mixture is hot and the panko mixture is golden brown. Refrigerate any leftovers. Doesn't that sound good? Whew. I say yes. Here's an easy cheddar bacon ranch cheese ball. We like easy. Makes 1 cheese ball. What you'll need, 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese softened, 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, 1/2 package, a 16-ounce package of sliced bacon, cooked and crumbled, 1 4-ounce packet dry ranch dressing mix, buttermilk recipe, 2 green onions sliced, about 1 cup chopped pecans, market pantry thin wafers. Stir all the ingredients except the pecans and the crackers into a medium bowl. Shape into a ball. Roll the cheese ball in the chopped pecans. Wrap in plastic wrap, refrigerate 1 hour or overnight, serve with thin wheats snack crackers. Instant gratification, perhaps, huh? Sounds good. Oh yeah, this is a kind of a breakfast thing, if you like. We're going to wash mushrooms, remove the stems, stuff them with some Jimmy Dean sausage, bake. What you can do is you add a little cream cheese to the sausage and stuff it. Sprinkle some fine breadcrumbs over that for crunch and bake. Maybe add a fine dice of jalapeno peppers. I don't know if I would. I have to be brave for that, but I think I've made this before last year. It was great. Here we go. Party time. Pigs in a blanket. If you love a pig in a blanket, give its fruity cousin a try. Cut a sheet of thawed frozen puff pastry lengthwise into 5 strips. Then cut crossways into thirds to make 15 rectangles. Slice each rectangle diagonally to make 30 triangles. Spoon 1/2 teaspoon goat cheese onto each triangle and top with a quartered fig. Spoon 1/2 teaspoon goat cheese onto each triangle. Top with a quartered fig. Won't that be delicious? Wrap the pastry around the fig and press the seal. Place on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Brush with beaten egg and bake at 400 degrees until puffed and golden, 18 to 20 minutes. Fabulous. That is going to be so delicious. That is going to be delish. Okay. How about this? Red ale onion rings. Serves 8 to 10. Who doesn't love a really good onion ring, you know? 4 cups canola oil for deep frying. 2 large Vidalia onions, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground, black pepper, 1 cup red ale, and some coarse sea salt. So we're going to pour 4 inches of the canola oil into an 8-quart Dutch oven and bring to 350 degrees over medium-high heat. While the oil comes to temperature, peel the onions and slice into half inch thick rings. In a large bowl, combine the flour, kosher salt, garlic powder, and the black pepper. Whisk in the ale until the ingredients are combined. The batter should be thick but slightly loose. Place a wire rack on a sheet pan. Place a wire rack on a sheet pan. Working in batches, dip the onion rings into the hot oil. Cook, flipping the onions every 30 seconds until golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes. Using a spider, transfer the onions to the rack and lightly season with sea salt. I think it sounds really good. Nothing better. Okay. And here's one called Mix Up Your Fries. No, excuse me. Mix Up Your Fries. Serve your cookout burgers with a new side inspired by Mexican street corn. Sounds really good. To make these elote fries, bake plain frozen fries and toss with salt, chili powder, lime zest, and grated Tujia cheese, C-U-T-I-J-A cheese. Then transfer to a serving dish and top with mayonnaise, thinned with a little water, chopped cilantro, and more cheese. Serve with lime wedges. That just looks beautiful. That's going to just make someone happy. Oh, let's make this broccoli salad. Mm-hmm. Serves 4. 1 cup buttermilk, 3/4 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons packed light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon Burtman ballpark mustard or other stadium style brown mustard. Yeah. 1/4 teaspoon grated nutmeg, preferably freshly grated, 1/2 cup chopped fresh dill, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 large bunch broccoli cut into small florets, stems peeled, quartered lengthwise, and thinly sliced. 1 cup roasted salted peanuts. Woohoo! 1 cup dried cherries. How about that? And then finally, 1 cup thinly sliced scallions. There's a whole lot of flavor going on here. In a large bowl, whisk to combine the buttermilk, the yogurt, vinegar, brown sugar, mustard, nutmeg, and dill. Season with salt and pepper. Stir in the broccoli, peanuts, cherries, and scallions. Taste and adjust the seasoning, adding salt and pepper as needed. Serve immediately or refrigerate it for up to 1 day. Man, that sounds very good. Broccoli is a very good food. Okay. What I really want to read is just something fun. 70 years of cereal. Find the cereal that came out the year you were born. Are you ready for this? In 1949, Sugar Crisp. 1950, Kellogg's Corn Pops. Oh, the first one was post-Sugar Crisp. 1951, Shredded Ralston Wheat Chex. 1952, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes. 1953, Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. 1954, Trix. 1955, Special K. 1956, Nabisco spoon-sized shredded wheat. 1957, something I don't recognize. It's called Surprise Brown Rice Flakes. 1958, General Mills Cocoa Puffs. 1959, General Mills Frostios. 1960, General Mills Twinkles. 1961, Life Cereal. 1962, Crispy Critters. 1963, Lucky Charms. 1964, General Mills, it's called Good News. I don't know what it is. 1965, Kellogg created Apple Jacks. 1966, Smile. So I guess I need to bake tonight. 1967, Crunch Berries with Captain Crunch. 1968, General Mills Sugaroos. 1969, Kaboom. 1970, King Vitamin. 1971, General Mills in Count Chocula. 1972, the same thing, Boo. Yeah, 1972, it's called Boo Berry. 1973, Nature Valley Granola. How about that one? 1974, New Fruit Brute from General Mills. 1975, Kellogg's Frosted Rice. 1976, I think it says Moonstones. 1977, Cookie Crisp by General Mills. 1978 by General Mills, Honey Nut Cheerios. And doesn't that still remaining today, huh? 1979, Waffalos with maple syrup. 1980, General Mills Powdered Donuts, D-O-N-U-T-Z. 1981, Kellogg's Banana Frosted Flakes. 1982, Donkey Kong. Not what I had conjured up for that name. Okay, 1983, Smurf Berry Crunch. 1984, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. 1985, Cabbage Patch Kids. Oh, brother. 1986, Ice Cream Cones. 1987, Clusters. 1988, Dunkin' Donuts Cereal. 1989, Nintendo Cereal System. 1990, Hot Wheels. Oh my goodness. This is just total commercialism. It's too funny. A 1991, Urkel O's. 1992, Berry Berry Kicks. 1993, Rice Krispie Treats. 1994, Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs. 1995, French Toast Crunch. 1996, Waffle Crisp. 1997, Oreo O's. 1998, USA Crunch. USA Olympic Crunch. 1999, Millennials. Those are Cheerios. In 2000, by Kellogg, Pokemon. 2001, Go Lean Crunch by Kashi. See, they entered the market in the 2000s. 2002, Kellogg's S'mores. 2003, Green Slime by Nickelodeon. 2004, Honey Graham Life. 2005, Chocolate Lucky Charms. And two grand. Kellogg's, 2006, Kellogg's Eggo with Maple Syrup. In 2007, Curves. 2008, New Banana Nut Cheerios. In 2009, Trix Swirls. 2010, Cupcake Post Cupcake Pebbles. 2011, Brownie Crunch. Oh, yes. 2012, Crave, K-R-A-V-E. 2013, Hershey's Cookies and Cream. 2014, Toast Crunch. 2015, Star Wars. 2016, Girl Scouts Thin Mints. Yes, I'm going to have that. 2017, Chips Ahoy, and 2018, Unicorn. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? That's craziness. And that took up a lot of time, I'm sorry to say. But I think what we might still read is Grind Your Own Burgers, okay? I love this burger with American cheese because I'm an American. I eat it with broccoli that's cooked so soft you barely have to chew it. Yeah. Grind your own burger makes 4. 2 pounds of beef chuck roast cut into 1-inch cubes. Kosher salt, freshly ground pepper. 4 tablespoons salted butter at room temperature. 4 brioche buns split. 4 slices of American cheese, some sliced avocado for topping, steamed broccoli for serving. So we're going to place the beef chunks on a baking sheet in a single layer, leaving a little space around each piece. Freeze the meat until it's very firm and starting to harden around the edges, but still pliable, 15 to 30 minutes. Freeze the blade of a food processor at the same time. Place half of the meat in the food processor fitted with the chilled blade and pulse until the wooden spoon around the bowl is necessary to ensure even grinding. Turn out the meat onto a baking sheet. Just dump it out. Try not to touch the meat too much. Repeat carefully, discarding any long strands of gristle or large chunks of hard meat or fat. Divide the meat into 3 successive patties, where you're going to form piles with your hands into 4 large thin patties. The patties should be loosely packed. I wrote on some of this, I can't even hardly read it. Heat a large cast iron skillet or large heavy griddle pan over high heat. Spread the butter on the cut sides of the buns. Toast the buns in the skillet until golden brown, about 2 minutes. How about that? Working in 2 batches, add the beef patties to the skillet and immediately press down once with the spatula. Do not smush them again. Cook until crusty brown on the bottom, 4 to 5 minutes. Flip once, top with a piece of cheese, and cook until the other side is crusty and the cheese melts about 4 more minutes. Place the burgers on the toasted buns, top with sliced avocado, and served with that steamed broccoli. Won't that be really great? Yes, I think we probably do have to go at this point. I'm so sorry. I'll just read you something called You Rock, Bach. When it comes to produce with benefits, it is hard to top bok choy, a type of Chinese cabbage. Who knew? This delicately bitter green leafy veg ranks second on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's list of 41 powerhouse fruits and vegetables. It's loaded with sulforaphane and carotenoids, antioxidants that protect cells from damage, improve immune function, and play a key role in blocking cancer formation. And can we talk about beauty perks? A single cup of cooked bok choy delivers more than half of your daily recommended intake of vitamin C, a nutrient that has been shown to guard against UV sun damage and ramp up the production of collagen, a protein that keeps your hair and skin healthy and youthful. Bok choy. There you go. Okay, everyone, I'm sorry to report we've run out of time once again. You know, this always happens to me. Don't feel sorry, though. We'll talk again next week. And thanks for listening today. Take care, everyone. It's Sue Martha with Food Thoughts. Get cooking. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.